Well, I always look forward to finding out what's going on the stage in Plymouth, and we welcome, I would say for about the third or fourth time, Annie Worth. Fourth, is it right? From the Sounds Musical Theatre Company. Nice to see you, Annie.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about the Pyjama Game, which you're staging next week at the Devonport Playhouse.
We are indeed, and I'm really excited about this, this show. I think it's probably one of the best we've done. It's got a really meaty plot, a very, very, very good storyline, not as smolchy as some as traditional musicals.
Right.
It's about love.
Yeah.
And it's about the injustice fought by ordinary people. And it's actually set in a pyjama factory in the 1950s. So there you've got your vintage element there. It's got a nice sort of feel about it.
Well, I remember the name of it from when I was growing up, but I couldn't honestly have said, you know, what, you know, why I remember it, but I do remember the name.
It's not staged as often as it should be, really. Perhaps it hasn't got the glamour of some of the other musicals, but, you know, I think it's got a real feel for ordinary people who like proper drama on the stage,
as well as a bit of singing too.
Well, I'm going to really big up the singing and the dancing. It is absolutely fantastic, and it's under a very prominent musical director, Marcus Allendyne, who I think must be very, very prominent in music circles.
Yeah,
and it involves all the company, which sometimes the company get a little bit, the ensemble get a little bit put to one side. It's all the company. We all sing, we all dance, obviously we all act. And the principals, we've got three or four new principals, and they are shining. They're really good.
Excellent. Oh, that sounds really good. Now, it's at the Devonport Playhouse, which it's just great that theatre is so well used.
Fantastic. It's a lovely little theatre.
It really is.
It's a proper little gem.
Yes, and it's this Wednesday through Saturday, so four evening performances.
Yes, March the 9th to the 12th.
Plus a Saturday matinee. And the box office number, which I'll give you again a bit later on, is 510934. 510934. So as you say, you've got some new principals. So where do you find new principals?
Well, we've, as I say, under Marcus, he's got a tremendous following in the Southwest, and he's brought along two principals from one of the theatres in Cornwall.
Okay.
We've also got a couple of people who are actually new to the area anyway, and their first, well, I wouldn't say their first, but when you're into amateur dramatics, it's part of your life. Very often when you actually move to another area, you seek out which is available.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of interest from people who coincidentally have just moved into the area, and they're very, very talented. And then we've got old stagers like me who've been around for quite a long time and just love it for the fun.
Yeah.
So our principals this year are very varied and very new and very fresh, and I think they're an absolute asset.
Well, I think you're going to have a great week next week. Now, any songs in the show that we would be familiar with?
Oh, I think you should know Hernando's Hideaway.
Oh, yes. Is that where it comes from, is it?
Yes, I didn't know that until we actually did the rehearsal some time ago. I didn't realise, but it's one of those hummable ones that you think, where do I know that from? And it's from the Pyjama Game. And we're all involved in that. We're all using, if you can imagine, Blackout. And every time there's a particular line, we use torches. So it kind of reminds you of Bohemian Rhapsody. That one, remind me who did it.
Queen.
I should be shot for not knowing that immediately.
I'd be shot if I didn't know.
Yes, you would. So it's got a very innovative, very new, very different choreography, and we're all involved in it, as well as, of course, Carol Day's musical troupe, dance troupe, I should say, who are our stalwart support group. So everybody gets their dancing shoes on.
Well, have a great week with the Pyjama Game, Annie. And all the details are on our website, radioplymouth.com. You just go to the What's On section. The box office number again, 510934. And it runs from Wednesday the 9th until Saturday the 12th of March at the Devonport Playhouse.
And can I add a little adjoinder? We've got a slightly different idea. We're actually inviting anyone who wants to wear their own pyjamas to actually come to the audience, because the pyjamas are obviously a theme, and I won't tell you what, because that'll spoil it. But a la Rocky Horror Show, if anybody feels the need to dress up and get into the spirit, you'll be rewarded A, by a good show, B, by a free raffle ticket.
Oh, very good. So, I see.
Right. Win-win.
So that's not going to tempt him in. I don't know
Absolutely. It'll be in droves.
Annie, lovely to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.